Well, it's so great to be here for a lot of reasons, and one of them is the featured speaker today, the one and only team president and CEO of our Detroit Lions, Mr. Rod Wood. Not only in the house, but sitting down with Lomas and I. It's so good to see you, Rod. We've been together through the good times and the bad, and I'm so glad it's the good times.
Yes. I was finally invited here in person. Well, it was good.
Wait a minute.
Always made me be on the phone.
We just try to make it easy on you. You're always invited in person.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's great to have you here. And did you already speak?
I already did.
What did you say? What were you talking about? What was your theme?
Well, it was a Q&A with Brad Galley from Channel 7. And it was a lot about the season last year, a little bit about the draft prep, and then Dan and Brad and their contract extensions, as well as a little teaser about new uniforms that we're going to launch next week.
Will they be see-through like all the other professional uniforms we're hearing
That's
about?
A baseball issue right now. So.
I don't know what the hell happened with these uniforms. It's all the same uniform makers, so be careful with that. What are the new uniforms going to be like?
I said there, and I'll say again, it's honoring our past. We have great uniforms, great colors. Mm-hmm. With a little twist and a modernization that I think people will enjoy. And I think people will like them when they see it next week. We're going to unveil them a week from tonight, actually.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be big.
Do you know anything?
Oh yeah. I think I'm going to make an appearance there. I want to see this.
Well,
yeah.
Do you have one that can fit him still? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, he's too small.
Yeah, he's gotten really small now.
He needs like a tall running back jersey as opposed to.
I got to tell you something. Ron Kramer, God bless him, may he rest in peace, presented to me one of his many letter jackets from U of M.
Mm-hmm.
It was too small for me.
Yes.
Can you believe that? That's how little his shoulders and everything were back then when he was in college.
Yes.
It was too small. Everybody's bigger now.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you weigh in college?
I came out probably about 300.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of small now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's
another position.
Small?
Yeah. That's another position.
Yeah. Can he play tackle at 300?
No. No. I don't think so. Yeah. Not these days, bro.
Well, you know, it's hard for people to get out of their mind that we're an underdog because we were an underdog for so long. And I think it was Jared who said it the other day. We're not underdogs anymore, damn it. So I don't know if he said damn it, but I'm, you know, he said we're not underdogs.
He inferred it.
well, you know, look, and some people jumped all over him saying that the media has picked on him and they're negative. Here's my quote from Jared that matters, really. Coming to Detroit was the greatest thing that ever happened to me for my career and as a human, period. That's what I'm going to remember from Jared, and I'm sure you too.
Oh. If you were at any of our games where they were chanting his name,
Jared Goff.
I mean, I think when he came, obviously, there was a lot of Stafford fans, and it took a while for the city to warm up to him.
Who was that?
You know, the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
he had him in a promo a minute ago,
But now I think this is Jared's town and Jared's team, and we're just so happy to have him.
Yeah.
And he's great for the city. He's a great leader and a great player.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, the biggest thing for me, I was a little shocked that was, you know, normally when you have a run like we had last year and you get to the NFC Championship game, you normally don't see that many coaching changes. But Coach raved about bringing in the new D-line coach and some of the other coaches that he brought in. He raved about how they're going to make this team that much better. I mean, can you kind of explain that, Rod?
We've added some great coaches to the team. I've only got to know them in the last couple of months. But just sitting through some of the draft meetings and the attention to detail and how they've scouted guys and how they're going to coach guys, you know, every year we're trying to upgrade, whether it's players, coaching staff, front office, and this is just another step in that evolution. Ironically, you know, Terrell, our new D-line coach, coached Brad in college. I mean, so it's kind of an interesting full circle story. And it's great to have these guys in the building. It creates a new energy.
Yes.
And I think it just positions us for more success going forward.
You know what, Rod? We see it. We feel it from the players.
Yeah.
Rod Wood with us, Detroit Lions team president and CEO. How different is it for you as the president and CEO, and for that matter, for Sheila Ford Hamp as the owner? What's it like for you when you walk around now compared to what it was like a couple of years ago?
A lot more people are coming up and thanking me.
I bet.
And appreciating what we're doing, which is nice.
Sure it is.
And, you know, we were at the league meetings in Orlando a couple weeks ago, and all the other teams are congratulating you as opposed to trying not to make eye contact and have to talk about a bad season. So all that's nice. And the enthusiasm from the fans, home games, road games, you know, you're in a foreign city and you see Lions jerseys on the sidewalk.
How nice is that?
Awesome. And it was unlike anything I've ever seen. And I know talking to other teams, even the 49ers, we had probably 15, 20,000 Lions fans in San Francisco for that championship game, and they'd never seen anything like that. So the enthusiasm's important and great, and we appreciate it.
And what you also sense, I imagine, is that now they all take you seriously, and they're all coming for you.
Yeah, we'll have a target on our back.
Yes.
I'd rather be there, though, than sneaking up on people.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, back to Jared's comments, you know, we're going to have high expectations, and everybody's going to try and knock us off the pedestal. But we're ready for it.
Yeah. So what can you tell us about the draft? I know it's tight-lipped. I know everything's, but what can you tell us about the draft?
We have the 29th pick.
Okay. yep, we know.
Way to get that
That's
out of
tight
him,
lip right there.
Way
I
to
know.
Get
I'm
that
trying
out of
to.
Him,
I'm trying
well,
to.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful, Lomas.
Yeah. And I will say, and I said it across the hall, too, that, you know, with the 29th pick, there's a lot more scenario planning you have to do. When you're picking second, there's like two
Not
or three guys.
Yeah.
When you're picking 29th, you don't know who's going to go before
But when
you.
You're picking 29th, that gives you a lot of room to do a little wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, there could be interest in people trading up into our spot or us moving into a different spot of the draft. A lot of it will depend on how the draft falls. And, you know, there's a lot of expectation. A number of quarterbacks could go early. There's good receivers. But, you know, quite often all these draft predictions turn out not to be that accurate.
Yeah.
You know, so you kind of have to be prepared for something that you weren't expecting to.
So no added pressure because it's here in Detroit to have to make that pick at 29th. No
as far as I'm concerned, no added pressure.
My
but I think the fact that if we stay at 29, as I said across the hall too, we'll keep people there till midnight waiting for our pick, which is good. I said the only disappointment I have is we're not picking 32nd.
True. Yes. Great point.
And you don't ever talk about what positions you might want to back up or add to the roster.
Correct.
I thought maybe for a second he forgot was going to say. No, not going to happen. How much discussion is there among all of you when you decide or you think you decide? Or do you step back and say, Coach, that's your call?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of meetings, so I'm pretty well up to speed on, you know, who we like and, you know, what position we're interested in. But when you get to the draft room, and this is what Brad's been great at, is the board is there and we just let the board come to us and we're going to pick the player that is there for us that makes the most sense. And, you know, we'll be prepared for any number of outcomes, but when we're on the clock, it'll be actually easy. I know people think it's hard, but you have a preparation that you are ready to jump.
Well, a lot of the decisions have been made for you.
Right. And there's going to be people that we like that are unfortunately gone, and there's going to be people that, you know, we don't like that other teams might like at our same spot, but we're going to pick the right player for the Detroit Lions.
Do you ever have to explain to the player who's already on the roster why you pick somebody that plays his same position?
It comes up from time to time. And you know, once they hear the story, they'll – and right now we have got such a good culture and such a good locker room. I'm not in any way worried about that. Yeah.
May you have a better season, even better than last year, if that's possible.
I appreciate the sentiment, and that's what we're hoping for.
It's so nice to see you, Rod, and I couldn't be happier for you.
Thanks,
and
Paul W.
Sheila, the whole damn team.
Thanks, Rod. Appreciate
God bless you.
Thanks, big fella.
The only thing to make things better is if you were back on WJR. But, you know, hey, I'm not trying to pressure you. Yeah. Rod Wood, the Detroit Lions team president and CEO, with a big smile on his face, more so than I think I've ever seen over the years. Right, Lomas?
Yes, sir.
All right. We continue on WJR.